Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, your action plan for real estate success. Here, we stay ready. Staying ready is being mindful of time and actively doing the things on a daily basis so we stay prepared for the opportunities that come our way. Join your host, Emeka, as he dives into the world of real estate investing, interviewing experts and sharing actionable insights. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe today. We would love to know each and every one of you. So please go to GubanaEquity.com and click Invest With Us today so we can figure out how we can get to your investing goals.
What is going on, my friends? It's yours truly, Emeka. And today's topic will be about finding your niche. Finding your niche in real estate is one of the hardest things to do. And I know that from experience. I have 27 units, 3 properties, and 2 are for multifamily, 1's a single family rental. And what I learned was I had no idea where I was headed, right? I always knew I know I'm gonna be in real estate forever. That's easy. I know real estate is the way. I know I need to have rental income, make money in my sleep, make money work for itself. That's the easy part. But the part I couldn't figure out was, okay, I have a job and I also do rentals. Where do I want to go? Do I want to be self-employed? When do I want to be self-employed? And if I'm self-employed, does that mean I don't have to do anything? So what strategies are going to get me to where I want to go? Now, the number one thing was figuring out where I want to go. I love my job now. I don't really plan on leaving my job. I want to get all the way to the top. With that being said, if real estate were to make more than what I'm doing, or if they were to surpass what I'm doing and my job can't match it, then I'll have to see what I want to do. But that's not the case. I don't see that being the case anytime soon because real estate is a patient game. But what do I need to focus on in real estate now to get me to my goals in the future? And just to jump to the end, I learned that multifamily will always be there. I think I'm in the space now, and I understand what my role will be based off my job, my family, and what I can do. But it's more now than just finding single family rentals, finding flips, finding multifamily, trying to wholesale, trying to do note investing, all the options that are out there. Now I'm narrowing in. I am selling my single family rental in Kansas. And here's the reason why. I learned that I like multifamily a lot better. When there is tenant turnover, I am paying the bill with a single family rental. Yes, if you save enough, that's great. I did not, unfortunately. I got it when I was still fairly new. And regardless, I don't want to pay for it. That's not why I got into real estate. I didn't get in real estate to pay for turnover. I want the money to work for itself. And with single family homes, the money doesn't work for itself like multifamily, because if you have a 4-unit or a multifamily complex, when someone else leaves, you still have income coming in, unless everyone is gone, and that is that's just a new ball game. What I'm focusing on right now, I am focusing on doing flips, developing, and multifamily. What the heck, Mecca? You're talking about focusing in. Like, how are you going to do that? Well, let me tell you how. I am done with single family rentals and I'm focusing on multifamily. So I want to get into development. I can't do development. Let me rephrase. It's not that I can't. I want to own as much of development myself as possible. But I know the bigger I get, the more people I'll get. But to earn that trust from investors that I think I can pull, for people to invest in me and my development to build those partners, I need experience. So knowing that I want to develop large multifamily, eventually condos, townhomes, and lakefront properties, I need to get the experience sooner than later. And to develop, you need capital. So it's not that flips are necessarily my focus. Is I am well-versed enough to get into flips, to understand the numbers, to execute, to understand the comps, to understand the risk. I'm educated enough to do that successfully and just hold the capital and hold enough to eventually build a quadplex, hopefully next year. And that's the fastest way that I see to build capital outside of my current W-2, because multifamily is a slow game. My job allows me to also do multifamily to build the equity and build up my team and be focused and not too distracted to still be in multifamily. So that's why I'm so focused on it. But I have a team, so I can focus in on my duties, my task, while still stacking capital, my flips, real estate, to develop, to eventually develop these multifamily properties. On my team, we've chatted about developing, but that's not our focus right now. That's not our expertise. We gotta crawl, walk, then run. Now, me crawling is building a quadplex, right? Now I have some experience. I go through the process, permits, impact fees, and I have a network of developers to kind of help guide. Now, once I have the experience, now I kind of know what to do. Because anything above 2 units, when it comes to developing, you start getting to a more commercial aspect. Of course, the bigger you get, the more you need to do. But now I know I want to get into development. Development is number one. Number one. So knowing that, I need to figure out how do I focus on the number one. Number two is the multifamily. Multifamily will always be there. I will always have my network. My network will always want to do multifamily. And the value that I can bring to that group is still high. I know what I need to do, and I can always focus on that. Not saying I'm perfect, but I am saying that I have that value, and that value won't go away. And it's not like a shiny object. I've been thinking about development for a while. So finding your niche. How do you find your niche? What are your goals? My goal is to build multifamily in the future. And to build that, I need capital because you won't be making money during the development phase. And I am building to rent and building to sell. I'm building to sell because you need capital in order to build. So as I continue to move up the ranks with selling, eventually, whenever I build to rent, I want to build to rent multifamily complexes, a minimum of 10 units. So I found my goal, I found the niche, and I found out how to get there. And that's three aspects of real estate: multifamily, flips, and development. Development is new, it's not a shiny object. However, I'm doing flips to get into development, and I'm going to crawl, walk, run. And we're going to talk about crawl, walk, run. I'm not telling you to start small. A lot of people do start big, but how can you mitigate risk the best that you can when you're trying to either go alone or get into the game? And that's why I think starting small shouldn't be a bad thing. Now, how do you find your niche? It all comes to your goals. Like I just said, I just told you my goals. I told you what my aspirations are, and I told you why I'm doing the things I'm doing. You need to figure out what can you give and where do you want to go? And that's where planning comes in. Planning is so important. And for people who are shooting from the hip, which used to be me for a very long time, it only gets you so far. Shooting from the hips will get you places. But if you want to go far, stay consistent, and continue to do the things on a repeat basis, shooting from the hip does not work. It does not work, right? It will always catch up to you. So planning is so important. So when you're trying to find your niche, you have to sit down, look in the mirror, read a book or something, do whatever you need to figure out what you truly want, right? What I wanted was monthly cash flow. And I realized I also wanted everything to be given to me, right? I thought I was going to make $10,000 a month within 10 years, which is completely possible. But what my setup and the way my life is right now, it's just going to be a little bit more complex for that to happen. So with my lifestyle, I have some time after work, sometime during work, depending on what the tasks are. And that's what I can give. But I can't give a full-time energy into wholesale. Right? Wholesaling is a very active thing that I do not want to spend the time on. I do not like that aspect. And that's okay. So I won't do it. So I figured out what I could do and what I did enjoy. Because not everything that you're going to like in real estate, but if you figure out what you enjoy and figure out how to make that into a money-making activity, that is a key. And just hone in on that. It's very rare where you make a weakness into a strength and just enjoy it, right? Sometimes we just need to continue to sharpen our axe, as Nico Salgado says, and strengthen our strengths where it's so strong is unbreakable. And one of my strengths is I know how to easily, do the numbers for a flip now. I can, underwrite in maybe 5 to 10 minutes, right? That might be long for some, fast for others, but that's my little specialty. And I know the stack capital, I need to not use any of that money and just continue to reinvest so I can eventually have that nest egg to use for development. So when you're finding your niche, you need to figure out what are you good at and what you enjoy. And then you also need to figure out where are you going. Where I'm going is I know most likely my next move, I'm going to be there for maybe, 10 to 12 years, 10 to 15, depending on where life takes me. And that will be my opportunity to truly build my network. Build, make a name for myself with developing, assuming I'm stacking cash here with my flips, right? I want to build in 10 years. I want to build a minimum of 10 unit complexes, hopefully around the lake. That's the goal, right? And that's why I am planting the seeds now. And that's why I'm doing things now, because that's where I want to go. Is there a chance that it'll change in the future? Absolutely, but it hasn't changed now. And if it were to change in the future, I'm still planting the correct seeds to grow to where I want to go. So where do you want to go, right? You need to figure out, okay, are the things I'm doing today going to get me to where I want to go in the future in real estate? And it's just a matter of research and figure out where you think you will be, where you currently are, what you can give, what time you can give to, and quite frankly, some of the sacrifices you're willing to do. Because everything will take time, but it won't be easy, and sacrifices will be made. So, not only what your goals are and what you can give, but the discipline and the consistency it will take to get there. What can you add to your routine that's going to help you get to your goals? Right? Shiny objects are shiny objects are everywhere. So, how do you have tunnel vision? Stay focused on the one light in front of you and, not get distracted. It's by focusing on your goals, focus based off the plans that you make, and just staying true to that. And it's not hard. It's really not hard because it's one step in front of the other, figuring out, what you need to do next. And it's just, a bunch of mini tasks that get you to the goal that you want to get to. So finding your niche is so important, and sometimes it just takes time. And I've done the single family flips. I've done the single family rentals. I thought about wholesaling and I realized how active it was. I did the short-term rentals, right? And that's also an active thing. So there's so many different things that kind of, get your eyes wide open, like, oh, I can do that, those shiny objects. But then you get to lose track of what your goals truly are. So figure out what you can give, figure out the time you want to give, and determine what is truly going to make you happy along the way. Because the process is the most important thing. Because once you get to your goals, you're just gonna make new ones. So figure out a process that you like that you can stay consistent with to get there. All right. I love the hustle. I love looking for flips. I love working with my team to get these units rented, to make sure they are stable condition, to make sure that no nonsense is happening. I love that aspect. And it goes in easily with my everyday life. And that's not the case for everybody. But if you have all these different things you're looking at, short-term rentals, long-term rentals, single family, multifamily, note investing, wholesaling, midterm, the list goes on and on and on about the new things and the new different aspects of real estate that you can get to. If you focus on all of those things, you're not going to get anything done. Multitasking doesn't help too much. So finding your niche takes time. Don't rush anything. Figure out what your goals are and figure out what you're able to give to get there. Until next time.